All right, Keith. I'm going to look in the list here to see where you finished. Sixth place. Almost top five in the last regular season race of the year. How would you classify your regular season? I know you got to be a little disappointed because you wanted to win at least one, probably more than one.
Yeah, a little disappointing. We wanted to win or two. Obviously, multiple wins this year would have been nice, but we didn't get any. But it was still a pretty consistent season for us. Finished top 10 in all the races and had a lot of top fives and top five in the points. So can't be too disappointed, but would have liked to a little more, obviously.
What would you say your biggest struggle has been, or where did things go? Because you started out, you actually led the points, I believe, earlier in the season. You hung around second for a long time. I'm not sure, quite sure where you ended up finishing, but what was your biggest struggle this year?
We're just a little inconsistent on our handling. You know, 1 week it's good, next week it's not so good. It's a one-off car that Chris built himself, and can't compare it to anybody else's, can't bounce ideas off anybody else here because we're the only car here with, you know, with an aesthetic chassis other than Brian's running our old car. So it's a little bit of a struggle sometimes, but when the car is good, it's very, you know, really good, one of the best cars here. And when we miss the setup, it's, you know, you just got to do the best you can with what you have. But it's been a handling struggle at times, but we just keep trying and doing our best every week, and that's all you can do.
When you see the results of the time trials, and then transfer that into the heats in the feature, you can't usually you can't run your preferred line, and therefore you got to move the inside or move the outside of where you'd like to normally be, and that seems like the biggest difference, the biggest fall off. Like you seem like you'd run really good and really well in practice in the time trials, and then when it came to race time, a little more struggle in traffic.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I don't really have an answer for it. I don't think anyone on this team really has a definitive answer for it. This car seems to run better in clean air. Getting the traffic and, you know, maybe it's an aero thing that takes air off the front and upsets the handling of the car or the balance of the car. We're not really sure, but we're going to do our best to try to figure it out here. We actually ran pretty good tonight with after we got in a little jingle there and had to change the right front nose wing. So we may have learned a little bit something tonight, car's probably pretty aero dependent, and maybe when we get in traffic, it's not quite as hooked up because of aero. I wish I had a definite answer, but I really don't.
Classic weekend last year, you planted it on the pole, and then the race time you ran into some fuel bladder issues, I believe, something similar to that. This year, are you going to try to put it on the pole once again and then try to stay up front, or at least, if not lead, then stay within the top two, three, four, five spots? That's usually the plan for a lot of guys to start up front anyway.
Yeah, we'll try to stay in the top five. You know, we'll be shooting for the pole, obviously. That's what you always do on Fridays. If we don't get it, that'll be fine with me because it just kind of puts more pressure on you, probably. But you got to sit around all day Saturday and think about being on the pole. But, you know, I think we can qualify top five. I'm pretty confident about that. And qualify up front and try to stay up front and just try to finish the race this year. I haven't finished this race, classic race, since 2000, and I believe it was 2009 when I drove for Randy Durrett. It was the last time I finished the race, so need to finish the race this year, and I think if we finish, we'll be in a pretty good spot at the end.
How do you balance during the classic? Balance taking over a spot, taking a risk that's going to put you further forward, against balancing the fact that you want to have something at the end?
Well, you have to save your tires. That's the main thing. Just try to stay up front, but save your tires at the same time. It's a unique race. It's a race that once a year type of thing that you don't have a ton of experience doing because you only do it once a year. And obviously, the more years you run, you get more experience doing it. But I think it's important to stay up front and not be in danger of going a lap down. And but you have to save your tires at the same time. It really is a tough race. It's totally different than any race we run all year up here. Every other race is a sprint. Even the 75 lappers are a sprint, because you got to get to the front as fast as you can. But the Classic's a different animal, and I'll think about it here in the next couple of weeks and get a little game plan together. But when the green flag drops, it's sometimes the game plan goes out the window. But we'll surely the game plan will be to try to stay up front and save your stuff for the last 30 to 50 laps.
What's it going to take to get the pole? Not necessarily you. Maybe it will be you. What time is it going to be, do you think?
Well, I think it'll be about a 15.8. 15.7, 15.8. I think track record will be broken. I don't know if it'll be me, but I believe that track record will fall.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your regular season now over, for your regular season here in 2018?
Oh, Chris Ocetic for giving me the ride and the opportunity to do this every week. And like he has the last 6 years, can't thank him enough. And Brian Ocetic and my dad, Matt Buskey, John Coe, Dylan Buskey, and our crew, and my wife for letting me come up here and do this. And TJ Toyota is a great sponsor. Ed Close is a great guy in his group. Cam's Pizzeria. Want to thank the Van Leuvens for doing this throwback scheme. The fans really like it. And all the fans for coming out. Had some really good crowds here in August, so that's really good. Hopefully we can keep it going into Classic and next year.